And I believe we need to ramp up as far as our DMV requirements. And what I've understand is a lot of our highway patrol and our first responders are leaving as far as our departments now, which is very sad, you know, because we need much, much more police, and we need much, much more first responders and highway patrols out there to protect our interests as a community and as individuals. So they're leaving, you know, our law enforcement agencies, which is has saddened me very much. The leadership here is no good. I'm telling you right now, we gotta bring everything up. It just saddens me. And then the insurance rates. Okay, let's talk about the insurance rates. Okay, we talked about the people that have fallen and people have got injured. That's the most important, but now let's talk about insurance rates. Insurance rates are through the roof, you know. I mean, it's uncalled for. So, like I said, you know, I would take a different position, implement things where we have implementations so that, you know, there are circumstances, and I believe we must reduce our car insurance rates to normality. Not only that, the inflation is out of control, you know. Everything is skyrocketed. You go into a gas pump, you know, it was $2.50, you know. What happened with $2.50 now? Now we're paying close to $4, and other parts of the country, they're at $5 and what have you. This is ridiculous. All of this is just absurd, you know. Things need to come down to realization. And, you know, that's why I'm going out. That's why I'm running as governor, because I just can't see what's going on. It's just mind-boggling.
Hey, Brock, we're into our final minute, and I want to make sure you let people know how they can reach out to you if they want to help your campaign, if they want to contribute, or, as you say, invest in your campaign. How can they go about doing it?
Okay, everybody out there, please visit my website at www.barakzilk, let me spell that out, BarakZilberg.com. Go on my website. Please invest into my campaign. It is the future of Nevada. So this is not a donation. I don't consider donations. I think you're throwing your money if you're donating your money. I think you need to invest your money, and that's what I'm all about. So invest into my campaign for a brighter future in Nevada. God bless you all, Nevadians. I love you, Nevadans. You are unbelievable. God bless.
Barak, safe travels as you maneuver across all 17 states here in the Silver State. Thank you so much. Always good. We'll talk again soon.
Yes, Battleborn, Nevada. Battleborn, Nevada.
There you go. There you go. Barak Zilberberg, candidate for governor on the Republican side, one of eight candidates running to unseat Steve Sisolak. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
CQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
531 as we check out our traffic cams right now. Extremely slow through the Spaghetti Bowl there. US 95 southbound at Southern Rancho. You're really starting to get stacked up there because there's only two of the four lanes available as you try to work through there. 515 westbound at Eastern, same thing there. So between Main and Eastern, some people call it the 95, some call it the 515. It's the same freeway. You are only working with two lanes out of the four, and that's going on well into 2022. Also heavy on the 15 north at Hacienda, south at Sahara, and slow flows on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Gillespie. and 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Raiders defensive tackle Gerald McCoy is on the injured reserve list, so this really doesn't impact things, but he has been suspended for 6 games for a performance-enhancing substance policy violation. He is going to serve the suspension while he's on injured reserve, so it really does not impact things at all. On social media, he said that it was an honest mistake, that he was prescribed something to help with scar tissue and tendon strength from a previous injury, and that's what triggered the positive test. Raiders getting ready for their Monday night game against the Chargers coming up. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Not to be dramatic, but I'm obsessed with how much I just saved at Kohl's. I got 25% off Nike clothes for the kids, the cutest $39.99 flex hoodie for me, and got great Columbia gear for all our outdoor adventures. Did I mention the extra 20% off and the Kohl's cash I got? So, yeah, not sure what I love more, fall deals or fall weather. Select styles. 20% offer ends October 3rd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You're in a race against time, and the days aren't getting any longer. This fall, choose professionally powerful Echo outdoor power equipment to tackle the toughest cleanup jobs. Echo blowers, chainsaws, and string trimmers deliver industry-leading power to handle the tallest tasks in the shortest time. And time is running out. Visit echo-usa.com to learn more and find an Echo dealer near you. Echo. Power on and on.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Believe it or not, they still have a vote scheduled for tonight in the House of Representatives. And right now it's just after 8:35 Eastern time. So there's still all the 435 members of the House of Representatives are still there. And they're waiting for Nancy Pelosi to call a vote on the infrastructure bill, the real infrastructure bill, the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. That is on the agenda. But the problem is Nancy Pelosi doesn't have the votes. I had a chance to visit with Tommy Pigott. He is the Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director, and I asked him, what is the latest?
Hey, thanks for having me. It really is a fluid situation. I think, if anything, this chaos, this disarray we're seeing on the Democrat side of the aisle shows that their agenda is terrible. They can't even agree on a schedule. That's how bad their agenda is, let alone the actual policy of it. So right now, they're still trying to work out, the latest I've heard, is they're still trying to work out a deal between Manchin and Sinema and the Progressives. The Progressives are threatening to oppose the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill unless Sinema and Manchin agree to the $3.5. And so that's really where the impact is currently. But again, it just shows that the $3.5 trillion bill is a bad bill. They can't even agree on when they're going to vote on it. That's how bad it is.
Tommy, let me ask you. Joe Manchin has come out and said he would be okay with a bill totaling $1.5 trillion. That is a long ways away from $3.5 trillion. Remember, this began with the Biden administration and a $6 trillion bill. It has now been scaled back to $3.5 trillion, and now Joe Manchin wants him to come all the way back to $1.5 trillion. This ain't going to happen, is it?
Well, it looks like the progressives aren't going to go for 1.5, but I also don't want to necessarily get lost in thinking that 1.5 is the moderate position here. The $3.5 trillion bill is full of far-left wish list spending, tax hikes, and spending that's going to fuel inflation. So a smaller amount is not necessarily a better bill if it still does the exact same harmful thing. But to the point of how far apart they really are quite far apart. With Manchin saying $1.5 trillion, the progressives saying $3.5 trillion. Again, I'm still kind of stuck on the sticker shock that $1.5 trillion and $3.5 trillion is what we're talking about, trillion with a C instead of billion with a B or something else like that. But this is a massive amount of spending. And it's just, again, the fact that Biden came in wanting $6 trillion, I'm struck, you know, the CNNs and the MSNBCs of the world were saying, Biden is the moderate candidate. He's the moderate. Well, if moderates oppose your agenda is not moderate. And we're seeing just how extreme Joe Biden is, despite all his lies, all his gaslighting, claiming to be the moderate, the person that will bring us together. He's failing on every single one of those counts.
Again, Tommy Pickett joining us, the RNC Rapid Response Director, and joining us. I'm curious about the role of the president. He was supposed to go to Chicago yesterday, canceled the trip. He had meetings. He had four meetings with Kristen Sinema from Arizona, and had a chance to visit with her. He and his staff had a chance to visit with her four times in like the span of 24 hours. What is going on with Kristen Sinema? Do we know yet?
So from what I've heard is that she has told the press, and at least publicly, that she's not going to negotiate publicly. She said she's been clear with the White House in terms of what exact changes she wants to see in order to support an additional spending on top of the $1.2 trillion. We're just not privy on those conversations. I've been struck by the progressives, as they define themselves, their reaction to Sinema. There have been even some blatant sexist remarks about her in terms of talking about, you know, all she's shown us is a designer bag, which is what Mark McCone was talking about with Kristen Sinema. Really some nasty attacks, and it just shows again that the Democrats still and their agenda is so terrible that they're sniping at each other. So the moderates or self-described moderates are saying, you know, we've been clear with what we want for months. The progressives aren't backing down. All summed up, they're in complete disarray because their agenda is just no good for the American people, and they know it.
Is the president close to being to the point where, from a political standpoint, and you work for the Republican National Committee, where he's got to come back with something? He's got to have some kind of victory. Maybe it's a $1.5 trillion victory. Maybe it's a little more than that, a little north of that. But is he to the point where he's got to come away with something?
Well, I think there's kind of two things here. I think when we look at a lot of this, there's a temptation, and I think some of it's valid to sort of get caught in the horse race coverage of it. You know, who's scoring points in what way. And so I think from that perspective, you know, if Biden can't get anything done here, it really just puts the final nail in the coffin of all his lies that he was going to be the negotiator-in-chief and he was going to be bringing people together, and all he's done is drive people apart. But I think the second point here is, when just speaking politically, this is a bad bill, this $3.5 trillion bill. It's going to cause massive harm to the American people. So in my opinion, from a political sense, this is a lose-lose for Democrats. If they don't get something passed, then it shows that they're incompetent, that they're basically showing through omission that their agenda is no good, and it shows that Biden can't get anything passed. But if they do pass it, we're going to see hugely negative impacts, and it's going to be worse for the American people. We're going to see inflation. We're going to see stalled job growth. We're going to see higher taxes. And the American people are going to recognize that, too. So if the Democrats actually had good policy, I would say 100% passing it is better for them politically. But the Democrats have bad policy. So honestly, I think it's a coin flip on which one is worse for them politically, but what I do know is that it's worse for the American people if they pass their agenda. So that's why we're working so hard against it.
Tommy, I know that over the weekend, The Democrats came out and they said the American people fully support these bills, including the $3.5 trillion, that everybody wants free health care, free child care, free junior college. The American people embraces this bill. What is the research that you've seen relative to when you break these programs down, if America thinks this is great stuff?
Well, I think the key word is a word that you just repeated there a few times, is the word free. When they say free health care, and you ask a regular American that, of course they're going to say, yes, I want it for free. Heck, I'd take free health care. You know? If it's free, it's free.
So would I, by the way. I would be right behind you in line for that.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and that's the fallacy of the Democrats' agenda. There is no such thing as a free lunch. None of this is free. So if you were to say to the American people, would you support taxes being raised on everyone making $50,000 or more a year, breaking Biden's promise? They would probably say no. They don't want to pay higher taxes. Would you support wasteful spending that is going to go towards things like Solyndra? Do you remember that from the
Obama remember. Yeah.
If it's going to go to more boondoggles, would you support that when you're paying higher taxes? They say no. Would you support empowering the swamp to make decisions about almost every aspect of your life? They say no. Would you support spending that's going to lead to rising prices that are going to lower real wages? They say no. So again, if the Democrats keep on phrasing this as free, they continue with that lie basically, then of course you're going to get poll results that you manufacture. But the American people see through this, I think, and they see through it, more importantly, with the approval ratings of Joe Biden. They know that his agenda is not working. They see his incompetence, they see his extremism, and they see that too with the $3.5 trillion bill. That's nothing free. It's just going to drive up prices and increase taxes on.
Let's talk about the midterm elections, because that's what this thing is all about. It's what it is for the Democrats, and I think the Republicans now can smell blood in the water. Can you talk a little bit about what this means when these Democrat members have to come home, either with something or without something, and if they come back with something, it's going to be something bad for the American people. Can you talk a little bit about how dangerous this is for the Democrats, who are going to have to come, 435 members of the House of Representatives have to come back for re-election?
Well, we hear it every day from members on the Hill in terms of Democrats talking to the press off the record. They basically know, or they think it's a certainty that they're going to lose the House majority. Now, I just want to preface that with, we're taking none of that for granted at the RNC. We're working extremely hard every single day to make sure that they are in the minority and not in the majority. So, but they know that they're going to be in the minority, or they think that that's almost a certainty. And the reason why is because the American people are rejecting their agenda. And they know they can't sell it. They can't sell tax hikes. They can't sell inflation. They can't sell government overreach to the American people. And the American people are starting to see through it. I mean, Biden has been president now for over 8 months. So his whole shtick of trying to blame everyone else but himself, the American people are no longer buying it. He has created crisis after crisis, and the Democrats know they cannot sell it. So some of them might be saying, you know what, let's just pass this legislation to try to empower us as much as possible. Let's try to empower the swamp as much as possible before we're kicked out of town. But the point is, the American people see that's what they're doing. They're trying to seize power. They're trying to raise taxes. The only people benefiting from the $3.5 trillion is the swamp in Washington, D.C., and the Democrats can't sell that, which is why they know come 2022, they're going to have a tough slog in terms of trying to keep those majorities in the RNC, and we're confident we're going to take back those majorities in 2022.
There you have it. Tommy Pigott, he's the Rapid Response Coordinator for the RNC, the Republican National Committee. And he's right, though, that when you talk to leading Democrats off the record, a lot of them are saying they know that they're going to be losing the gavel, both in the Senate and most probably in the House of Representatives. We'll talk more about this coming up. Stay where you are. When we come back, how the media manipulates the news cycle. And Laura Trump, who's a Fox News contributor, had a great go this morning on Fox and Friends. And I want you to see this, because it implicates ABC News as a major, major offender. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Listen to Kelvin. What he's about to say could change your life.
I'm 6'2", and I was about 290. I lost weight fast. I trimmed down. Now I'm about 235. I'm probably at about 9, maybe 10% body fat. That's great. I lost probably at least 60 pounds in probably 3.5-4 months. Color of my hair is coming back. Skin looks better. Obviously gaining muscle. My muscle mass is coming back. Thank you for providing an awesome product, somebody who actually has and does what they say they will. That's awesome.
That's great, Kelvin. Losing that belly fat in less than 4 months is outstanding. Since 2004, Andro 400 has been changing men's lives, like Kelvin, and can help you lose belly fat, gain energy, and improve your lifestyle. We guarantee it. Go to andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment begins on October 1st and runs through December 7th? It's time to get prepared for the changes coming in 2022 to Medicare Advantage, Medicare supplements, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you're already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming next year. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. Call now to pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. You can also text calendar to 702-410-8020 to receive a link and schedule your appointment.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information, anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, for years now, you and I have talked about how the fake news media manipulates the news cycle. It's not so much what they cover, it's what they choose not to cover. Once they do decide to cover something, how do they cover it? And there was a great example that Laura Trump came up with at Fox News. She's a Fox News contributor now. She's the daughter-in-law of Donald J. Trump. And but she was on with Steve Doocy and said that ABC got caught editing by omission. This is cut number two. This is Laura Trump with Steve Doocy this morning on Fox and Friends. Here it is.
This week, you know, they were breaking ground for the Barack Obama Presidential Library. ABC sat down with former President Barack Obama, and he was asked about what's going on our southern border with the wide open borders. And he said it's unsustainable. But they did not run that particular clip on television. It was hidden on the internet. We dug it up. Here's the former president. Watch this.
We're a nation state. We have borders. The idea that we can just have open borders is something that I think, as a practical matter, is unsustainable.
And Laura, that's the headline from the interview, and they didn't play it.
Yeah, I mean, again, these things are not accents. This is the same media that this is what they did throughout the entirety of the Trump administration, throughout the campaign in 2020, throughout the campaign, quite frankly, in 2016. I mean, it's lying by omission. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist, Steve, to figure out that if you do not have borders, you don't have a country. If you can't prevent people from just free-flowing into your country, then the sovereignty of your country is totally gone. But, I mean, I guess the goal is to, you know, prop up the Democrats and make sure that their talking points are out there, and they don't want people to hear that. Barack Obama is right. We have to have borders, and we have to enforce the laws at our borders. And unfortunately, it is not being done right now. Right. It is incredibly detrimental to the United States.
Laura Trump, pretty smart gal, on with Steve Doocy earlier today on Fox and Friends. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll close it out for a Thursday. Get you ready for Friday right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Federal judges have a lot of power, sometimes too much. A few years ago, a liberal California judge ruled that Las Vegas police could no longer use the ICE database to investigate offenders they had detained, making it nearly impossible to get criminal records for dangerous predators so they could be deported. But one tough Nevada sheriff got it done anyway. Sheriff Joe Lombardo created his own team to investigate dangerous criminals and hand them over to ICE to be deported. There was no sanctuary city in Nevada on his watch. Lombardo led when others might have given up. He's a no-nonsense conservative who's been tested under fire more than once. Joe Lombardo is a leader in a race full of followers and indecisive politicians. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, let's see. Golden Knights in action.